What's your usual second line approach?
In patients who've had azacitidine?
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, that's really an important question. I think when you see patients with MDS, I think the first question that you should ask is whether this patient is now or will ever be a candidate for allogeneic stem cell transplant, be it myeloablative or non-myeloablative transplant. And of course, what goes into that? Well, part of that is patient's age, comorbidities, potential availability of donors. And, you know, I think not to be minimized is sort of patient's life philosophy and goals. Surprisingly, I have patients who are 75 who are highly interested in pursuing that, whether it's appropriate or not. And I've got patients who are my age at age 50 who are not as interested as I might suspect they would be.
What kind of numbers do you give to patients when they ask about potential risks, mortality, and benefits?
That's highly dependent on the patient's risk group in terms of IPSS score. So we know that with myeloablative transplants, patients who are in the lower risk categories have approximately a 50% chance of being cured with a myeloablative allogeneic stem cell transplant. That's balanced depending on their age and depending on the kind of preparative therapy and so on by, I would say, on average, a 20% chance of treatment-related mortality. In patients who have excess blasts, which gets us into the intermediate 2 and higher-risk MDS, the retrospective data would suggest the cure rate is no greater than 30%. Now, what's not known, and speaking again to your issue of clinical trials, what's not known is if you downstage a patient, if you will, either by using azacitidine or deoxyazacitidine or intensive chemotherapy, and they are at a different lower IPSS score at the time of transplant, is their survival after transplant consistent with their score at that time, or is it dictated by their underlying biology? So that's totally not known. But I think most of us feel that it's in the patient's best interest to get to the best bone marrow state possible prior to transplant. But that's based on a hunch. Now, the data are different with non-ablative transplants, so-called mini-transplants. It's not a term that I like. There's less long-term follow-up. But in general, the short-term mortality tends to be less. But the two-year mortality is quite comparable because those transplants are associated with a good deal of graft-versus-host disease. As a matter of fact, they count on graft-versus-host disease to affect their outcomes. And the relapse rate tends to be higher.